Okay, we are on page Chof Aleph, in the middle of Perek Tezvov. I don't know what it is at the bottom. We're in the middle of page Chof Aleph. 66 at the bottom. Last week we learned a very basic concept of Tanya. Now, the Rebbe is explaining the difference between one that serves Hashem and one that doesn't. There's a difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, between the righteous and the wicked. And then the pasuk says, look at the difference between the one that serves Hashem and one that doesn't serve Hashem. And he explained that what is basically, the Gemara says, one that serves Hashem is one that studies 100 times. One that's not serving Hashem learns it 100 times. One that is serving Hashem does it 101 times. And he starts explaining that if a person serves Hashem only with their natural abilities, they serve Hashem with what they're accustomed to naturally, with their teva, that is called loyavodi. That is not called serving Hashem, because we learned the natural level, which is limited, can never reach the infinite. When does a person become serving Hashem? When they break their nature. And therefore, like he's going to explain soon, that because the nature in the olden times was to learn everything 100 times, so when one learned 100 times, that was natural. That was the regular thing. So therefore, they didn't serve Hashem. When somebody breaks their nature, even though time-wise it might be less than the 100, because if somebody's accustomed to learning something 3 times, and now they break their nature and learn it 4 times, at that time they're called serving Hashem. Yeah, that's what he's going to say. 1 second. V'chein, in the middle of the page, right at the period. V'chein, and the same thing. Af mi sheina masmid b'limudei b'tivei. A person that's not a natural bookworm. Like last week we were discussing, a person who's a natural bookworm, he enjoys studying, so when he studies, it's not called breaking his nature. But he said, what happens if somebody is not a natural masmid? Rak shehir gal atzmei lilmid basmada gudela. He trained himself to learn a lot. And that nature, that fact that he became accustomed to it, becomes a second nature. So for that person, the natural love of Hashem is also enough. So therefore, that becomes not serving God. In other words, to answer your question, if somebody learns an hour every day, and that becomes their nature, then they break their nature, they learn an hour and a half a day. And at the beginning, it's difficult, they're breaking their nature, they're fighting with themselves and so on. But after they get used to learning an hour and a half, and they continue so then they're not serving Hashem anymore. And for them it's even worse, because they lowered themselves from serving Hashem to not serving Hashem. And that is for the first month that they broke their nature, let's say, whatever it is. And they were fighting with themselves to learn that extra half an hour. So for that month, they were called serving Hashem. Now it became their nature. So at the present level, they're called not serving Hashem.
So how could you say that if somebody's sitting in a study for an hour?
It's very good.
That's not serving Hashem?
It's not enough. Alim Kane, unless... Right, so unless if you want to start learning more than what your nature is now, more than the hour and a half. Okay, because you have to keep growing. Yeah, the same things that what you're accustomed to. When you do new things, it's changing your nature. This explains what the Gemara says. The Eved Alekim, what is called one that serves Hashem? The Gemara says, what is called serving Hashem? If you learn the learning 101 times. And the Gemara says, what is called not serving Hashem? If you only learn it 100 times. So the question is, for 100th more, it changes you from not serving Hashem to serving Hashem. So he explains very simple. V'hainu, the explanation of this is, Mishum shebimeyem, in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Talmud, hayaregilus, it was a custom, lishneis kol perek mea pa'amim, to learn everything 100 times. In the time of the Gemara wasn't written. Oral tradition wasn't written yet. So in order to memorize it, everybody reviewed the learning 100 times. So if that became their nature, learning something 100 times is called not serving Hashem. The Gemara over there gives an analogy, Mishuk Shochamarim, of a donkey market, or today we call car rentals. Sheniskarim le'ese parse bezuza. To go, to hire the donkey for 10 mile, parse is more than a mile, but let's say 10 mile, it will cost you $1. But the la'achar ese parse, but for 11 miles, $2. Why? Mipnei shu yeisim miragelusam, it's more than what they're accustomed to. In American language, just to make it more practical, it's called overtime. If a person works 9 to 5, they get paid, let's say, $20 an hour. If you work overtime, you get paid either double time or time and a half. The question is, it's the same hour work. Why should I get paid more? What's the answer? Even in the secular, what's the answer? 9 to 5 is a regular job. When you want to go above and beyond the call of duty, so to speak, so then you get paid more. Not only just an extra $20 for the hour, you're going to get paid $30 or $40 for the hour. Why? Because it was something that you're not accustomed to. We always mention the other mashal, which is given, if a teacher teaches a class from 9 to 12 with kids, or adults, big kids. 9 to 12, you can control the class. From 12 to 12:01 is harder to control the class than the whole 3 hours. L'cheira, why? If you can control for 3 hours, 1 minute more is going to matter? The answer is, yeah. The kids' time clocks punch out after 12 o'clock. You want to change their nature, it's very, very difficult. Why? Because you're changing your character. In order for a person, like we were discussing last week, in order for the limited, mugbal, finite person to reach the infinite, bligvul God, the only way it could be done is when we break our nature. When we break our nature, we are leaving our limitations and reaching the infinite, reaching the bligvul. And that, like we learned last week, is the whole concept of going out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means boundaries and limitations. When a person has boundaries, even boundaries of holiness, but if they're limitations and boundaries, you're still within Egypt. You're still in Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim means you break your boundaries. You break your barriers. And therefore, the most difficult thing, by the way, for a person to do is to change what they're accustomed to do. It's the most hardest, not the most, the hardest thing for a person to do is to change their nature. Similar to what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it says, El Gibur Hakevish Hasitzre, who is a strong Gibur, one who conquers the Yetzirah, because that is called changing your nature. So, the Alter Rebbe is saying a phenomenal concept. You could be learning 18 hours a day, and you're called not serving God. And another person can learn 10 minutes a day, and they are called serving God. Why? Because this person's nature is to learn 18 hours a day, and this person's nature is to learn 5 minutes a day, and they broke their nature, and they learned 10 minutes a day, so they're called serving God. Which explains, by the way, just conceptually, why every person can only be judged compared to themselves. You can't be compared, judged, hey, this guy learns 18 hours a day, why don't you? That's his nature, and that's not my nature. In order to be judged is what you should be and what you are. Like the famous Rav Zusha Anapoli said, who's a disciple of the Maggid of Mizrich, and he said after 120 years when he comes upstairs, they're not going to punish him why he wasn't the Maggid. How can I be the Maggid? He was my Rebbe. I can't be my Rebbe. What are they going to punish me why I wasn't Zusha? Meaning, Zusha said, when I come upstairs, why wasn't I what Zusha could have been? And that is by changing your nature. When a person changes the nature, they attach themselves to the infinite level of Hashem. You call it serving Hashem. The first level, not serving Hashem, is a guy that doesn't sin. We're talking about the Beinoni. Lo yavadeh, the person learns, and he davens, and he doesn't sin at all. Not negative, not positive. Why is he called not serving Hashem? Because it's all natural by him. And if it's all natural, he's not serving Hashem.
Is it only on Kiddush or everyday life too?
What do you mean?
If somebody has something hard to do, and the person going to do it, not in Kiddush, not in the mitzvah, something for every life. Something he knows is...
The true test, the true... What's wrong? They're both on, because we're breaking the nature. The nature is one air conditioning, and we have two. And when we finish with the two, we're going to put on the third. To break the nature. A Jew is supposed to be warm from learning. Learning is supposed to warm a Jew.
Especially in the month of Tammuz.
Especially in the month of Tammuz, yeah. The Gemara says, a donkey, even in Tammuz, is cold. Chamer is chumrius, the corruption, the coarseness is always cold. Anyway, coming back, by the way, the true test of a relationship, is when you do things to each other which are out of the ordinary. In relationships, where everything is done continuously in an ordinarily fashion, everything is just the regular, even though it's good, you know, you do a lot of things good for each other, for the spouses or friends or whatever it is, but in order to expand the relationship or make the relationship better, you have to do things different or changes, because that sparks a relationship that doesn't exist with the natural things. That's human nature also. So you have that in a regular worldly thing. But that's also part of Torah mitzvahs. Why does it? Because you did something out of the ordinary. When it's ordinarily done, regular basis done, then it's not unique, it's not special.
If you like to eat something and you tell I don't eat it, I want to educate myself.
The Gemara says, Tainug tamidi ein a tainug. A continuous pleasure is not a pleasure.
If you break it, it's called breaking a nature.
Yeah.
But this is level, it's lower than if you break nature. And
why? It's a mitzvah of if somebody likes to do something and they break the nature just to break the nature,
uh-huh.
That's called serving Hashem. At that time, in that respect, they're called serving Hashem. Because the person changes the nature for the sake of creating a closeness with Hashem. So if you change your nature, and then you like it, and that becomes your nature, then you have to change it again. Not immediately.
Huh?
No, it's still not. It doesn't work so easily. People like it because the people like a change. You know, people always like a change, whether it's a different speaker, a different place, a different thing. But it's not that place is better than the other place. It's a change. If it changes, people like change. But once it becomes natural, it's not. They don't like it so much anymore. Okay, so he says, L'chein, 6 lines on the bottom. Zayisa pama me'e va'achas, this 101st time. Hayeseda la regilus, which is in addition, more than what's accustomed. Shohurgu min udav, which he was accustomed to from his youth. Now, the Rebbe says this 101st time, is number one, shkula keneged kulam equals all the other 100 together. Not only is it equal to the 100 together, but the el al gabeim, it's even greater than the first 100. V'yaseh seiz v'yaseh oz, much stronger and much greater, that he's called eved alekim, the one that serves God. So he says the 101st time is not only something which is as great as the 100 put together, it's even greater than the 100. Why? The Rebbe says, and this is in Gashmius or Ruchnius or whatever, in order to change your usual nature, you have to awaken and stimulate an open level of love to Hashem that gives you the strength to change your nature. Because you have to understand, your nature, our nature, is us. It's not God. Our nature, I mean, everything is Hashem, but I'm saying, our nature is not serving God. When a person serves Hashem because they enjoy doing it, it's really not the same level of serving Hashem when you don't like to do it. Like the famous story in the Tzemach Tzedek, the person came to the Tzemach Tzedek and said, Rabbi, I don't want to learn. And the Tzemach Tzedek says to him, I have a bigger problem than you, I do want to learn. So therefore, when I learn, it's not worth as much as you could do when you're learning. Why? Because when you don't want to do something and you do it, you're changing your nature, you're working with yourself more, and in order for that to happen, you have to reveal within you an open love of Hashem that's going to cause you to change your nature. It has to be a greater stimulation. So, two lines in the bottom. You have to awaken this love of Hashem by meditating into the greatness of Hashem in your mind, to control and rule the nature, which is on the left side of the heart, which is where the Yetzer Hara, the Nefesh HaBamis, is, which is full of blood of the Nefesh HaBamis, which is from the level of evil, shemimanahu ateva, which nature comes from. Nature comes from our nefesh habahamis. Nature comes from our animal soul. In order to change our nature, you have to stimulate the godly soul to dominate and control the animal soul, that it should be willing to change the nature. And he says, zuhi aveida tama labeinini. This is a complete, difficult aveida for a beinini. Like we know, the hardest thing for somebody to do is to change their nature. In other words, be what you're not. To be what you are is no big deal, because, yeah, you are what you are. To be what you're not, that's a very difficult thing. And that makes the person connected to Hashem. And again, not that the other level is bad or sinning. The guy doesn't sin, he's a bein, he's perfect. No sins, not positive, no negative mitzvah, does all the positive mitzvah, everything perfect. But if this is what they are accustomed to, this is what their nature is. Or one way is to reveal the revealed love, or to awaken the natural love that he has in his heart, that every Jew has from birth. Lim shel al yada, to control through it, ala teva shebuchol al asmali, on the nature of the left side. Shezun nikra gamkin aveda, that's also a battle. Li lochim im ateva vayetza, to fight with your nature and your yetzahara. Aide shema eder ava misateres belibay, by having to reveal this natural love. But he said, masha enkin shein le mochama klal. But if a person has no battle to do good, they're just, like we said last week, boring people that only like to do good. He says, "Ein avezumitzad atzman nikra vidos sei klal." This is not his doing, because this is what they're born with. This is what their nature is. So they didn't do it. God created them to be a bookworm. So therefore, they're a bookworm. What do they do? But when you change your nature, then you accomplished it. And if you accomplished it, that means you served Hashem. Otherwise, it's not you serving Hashem, because you didn't work on it. there was a, to give you an example, there's a famous mashal that they give. I don't remember all the details of the mashal. A king wanted to decorate his room in the palace. So he hired four people. Each one was given a wall to beautify it. And the one that did the best job, the king would reward with a big prize. So three out of the four were working diligently day and night and day and night and working and working, you know, unbelievable. The fourth guy didn't do a thing. When the last day came and everybody finished their work, he went into the room and he did something in an hour. And then it was done. The king comes into the room and he sees three walls beautifully decorated. And the fourth wall, the guy set up mirrors that reflected the other three walls. And it was gorgeous because he had all three walls in that one wall. So it was really three times nicer than each one of them. When it came to give out the prizes, the king gave each one a big prize. And this guy, the king gave him a mirror. And the guy said, "Why? But I did the best picture. I have the reflection of all three." So the king said, "Yeah, they worked for it. You only had a mirror to reflect it, so here's the mirror to reflect their prizes." In other words, what you sometimes can get done might be better, nicer than what the other people did. But the fact that the other people worked on it, I'll give you an example. In school you have this a lot of times. It depends on the teacher how they analyze certain things, how they mark and so on. You have a project the kids have to make. So you have kids that are very creative and come up with beautiful projects, and then, you know, and then you have a kid that happens to have money. So instead of working, he buys a finished product that's beautiful. Okay? Zero work. Zero work. It might be nicer than the other three. I mean, the other kids in the class. But if that kid gets a good grade, the teacher needs their head examined. Why? Because here is not a question of the outcome of a nicer project. The question is the creativity and the work involved in it to make that beautiful object and project. In Torah mitzvahs, the A is for effort. And that's how Hashem works. When a person puts in effort, an effort is basically, by definition, if it's your nature, there's no effort involved. It comes easily, because this is basically your nature. When a person puts an effort above and beyond their nature, that is the rewarding factor. That is what makes them something special. It's not a question of how much time. The Rebbe once told somebody, somebody asked the Rebbe the success of Lubavitch or whatever it is, and the Rebbe explained to them, if I remember correctly, that when you come to a Jew in the street and tell him to put on tefillin, you basically convey a message to the person that by your now putting on tefillin one time, in many respects, you're greater than the people that put on tefillin every day. Because the people that put on tefillin every day, this is their from nature that they get up and they put on tefillin. They're not breaking their nature. This is their nature. They put on tefillin every day. You that are walking in the street and your nature is not to put on tefillin, and now you're breaking your nature to do something strange, so to speak, for your nature, you are now, in this respect, serving God. Does that mean that person should put on tefillin once a month because of breaking the nature, not every day? Obviously not. That's not the point. In this respect, that the person is changing their nature, that makes them much greater than the person that does it every day. But what happens now? The person becomes religious and he puts on tefillin every day. So they got to work on it more. So you have, obviously, so how do you work on, let's say, putting on tefillin more or lighting Shabbos candles, but you can't light 10 candles or light it three times a week? I mean, learning, you can say, okay, learn more hours. But how does it get to tefillin, let's say? How can you change your nature by putting on tefillin if you just put it on tefillin? So obviously it's not in the quantity. It's in the quality. In the intent, how much excitement, how much feeling you have in it. That has to be changed. In other words, there's an interesting Chassidish story. Rabbi Lubavitcher was a Rav in his city, but there, in the olden times, in the cities where there were Chassidim and non-Chassidim, there were two Rabbanim. There was a Chassidish Rav and a non-Chassidish Rav. And Rabbi Lubavitcher was the Chassidish Rav of his city, and there was another Rav that was a non-Chassidish Rav. In Europe in those days, it was very difficult to get a lulav and nesrig that was really nice. And in a Hillel city, there was a wealthy Jew, from Jew, a very wealthy man, who was not a chassid. He was the student of the non-chassidic Rav. And he happened to get a very beautiful lulav and nesrig. He happened to get a beautiful lulav and nesrig. So the Hillel Paritcher got up early, Sukkot in the morning, the first day. And he was still respected by everybody in the city. And he came to the Gvir, to the rich man. And he knocked on his door early in the morning. And they opened the man, opened the door, said, the pillow, the, you know. So what can I do for you? He says, I came to use your lulav and esrig for Sukkot. He said, oh, please, with pleasure, come in. And he honored him, and he served him. And he unbelievable. The other Rav, who had a lulav and esrig, who was going to use his own, heard that Reb Hillel went to the other person, to the rich man, to get a nicer lulav and esrig. So he said, you know, it's not right. If I don't go, it doesn't look good. You know? So he decided he'd also, and after all, that's his disciple. So he also went. He knocks at the man's door. What do you want? This is his Rav, don't forget. What do you want? He says, I want a bench. Okay, come in, we'll take it. So he didn't understand that Bilo got such covered, and he's his Rav, and he didn't get such honor. He couldn't understand it. What's going on? So he asked the Rav, asked this rich man, I want to understand something. I'm your Rav. Yeah, when I came to you, I didn't get such great respect. But when Reb Hillel Paritcher, who was not your Rav, came to you, he gave him so much respect. He said, why is that? So the rich man said to him, he said, when Reb Hillel came to me to bench lulav and esrig, he came to me because God said, bench lulav and esrig. When you came to me, it's Kena Asa Hillel. Because that's what Hillel did, like we say in the Haggadah. Because Kena Asa Hillel, because that's what Hillel did. He did it because he meant it between him and God. You did it because he did it. So for that, they don't have to give you the proper respect. What does it mean in the story? When a person does it, and they change the nature, they don't do it natural. They do it because this is what Hashem said, and they break the nature to do it even better, so then they become Eved Elokim, they become serving God. If a person does it out of nature, they might be doing it more time-wise than the person that doesn't do it, but because it's natural, it's still within their own limited human limitations. And therefore it's called Lo Yavod Hashem.